Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net. And enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's a special day for us here at the Almost Famous Podcast. Ashley is flying all around the world right now because she was out in Los Angeles doing an event. And so I have two very special guests with me today who are going to help me break down The Golden Bachelor, my wife, Jessica, and the grandma, Nana. Hello, everybody.
She's not a grandma. She's a Nana.
She's a Nana. Hello, Nana.
Hi.
As we've done every week here, it's been really fun. As we've watched The Golden Bachelor, we've had people come on, special guests that are within the age range of the people on the show, giving us their opinion on what they're watching, how they're feeling, how they're enjoying The Golden Bachelor. And then obviously we've got Jessica here, who likes to jump in now and again a few times. And, you know, hon, I was telling everybody that you really have never watched a full season of The Bachelor, right?
No, I've never watched the full original Bachelor. This is my first go around, the golden one.
And you're loving it. You're loving it. We're watching it. You're crying. You're feeling all the feels. Like, you're into it.
Yes, I really love Gary. I think he's such a sweet man. I hope that he's being protected and cared for. I've really been loving watching his journey.
And then Nana, you've seen every episode of The Golden Bachelor as well, right?
Yes, I have.
And just so everybody has an idea here, as they're about to listen to us break down this episode.
Okay.
What is your general thoughts on The Golden Bachelor so far?
My general thoughts is that I love it. It feels a lot more real to me.
Yeah.
And I like that. And I think they're more real. Their emotions come out there, and it feels genuine. Yeah. And I didn't always feel that way about The Bachelor.
I would agree. And I think that's the general consensus. I think that's why 11 million people are viewing this show. You know, I've been able to be around some people who are viewing the show, and there's an emotion. In fact, Nana, I want to tell you this story. A few weeks ago, I was able to be a part of a watch party for the show, and I had a lady come up to me, and she was in tears, and she said, you know, I lost my husband a few years ago, and this is just helping me like relate with that like second chance at love or wanting companionship or putting yourself out there, or taking these risks. And I was like, that's what this show used to be, maybe, when The Bachelor was really good back in the day. There was authentic and there's a genuineness. And now I think The Golden Bachelor is kind of bringing that back, that vibe of people being real, trying something new, attempting to find love. But if anything else, they're having a good time doing it. And so I agree with you. I think this show is great. Well, we're going to dive into this episode. It kicks off, four episodes in? Yes. To The Golden Bachelor. Gary has kind of started off this episode. We're going to see more emotion out of Gary as the episodes progress. In this episode, we see Gary saying he hasn't felt this way since meeting his wife 40 years ago. And so Gary's getting in it. He's feeling the feels. He's connecting with multiple women. And then the first scene of the episode is where we get a sneak peek at one of our favorite Bachelor Nation alum, Bachelorette number one, Trista Sutter, is on the show, which I think is personally very cool because I know a lot of people in that room probably watched Trista during her journey to find love on The Bachelorette. So, Nana, did you watch season one of The Bachelorette? Do you remember Trista?
No, absolutely. I don't.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I do. I never watched her season. However, she does live out here in Colorado as well. She is an incredible human. I was happy to see her on the show. And they're getting ready to play pickleball. So it's a group date here. Pickleball is the sport of choice. Gary's a big pickleball player back home. He prefers pickleball over every other hobby he has. Some of these women look like they've played pickleball once or twice. We actually have somebody that instructs pickleball. This group date is set up where they're competing against each other to see who the pickleball champion may be. Now, fun date. Not a lot goes on here. We don't even see a ton, really, other than them hitting the ball back and forth. But there is something I wanted to bring up to the two of you. One of our favorites here at the Almost Famous Podcast, Sandra. Sandra at this pickleball date admits to Gary that she is here on The Golden Bachelor, and as a result, she's missing her daughter's wedding. Love to hear your guys' reaction to that. What did you think? It made me squirm a little bit, to be honest. It felt very awkward to me, but it might not feel awkward to everybody, so I'd love to hear your thoughts. Jess, let's start with you.
Personally, I think that if my mom said that she was going on The Bachelor and it would interfere with my wedding, I would really sit down and talk with her about it. I'm sure that Sandra did with her daughter as well. Just, I bet that they had a lot of conversations and they got on the same page. I know I had a friend who went pretty far in the Bachelor process and she decided not to go through with it because she had a lot of friends' weddings that year. So I think that it just kind of depends on the conversations that you have with people. I would have a hard time with it. But I just have to assume that they had a lot of really, really good conversations beforehand. I don't know, that it made me squirm too, just a little. What do you think, Nana?
Well, I think initially I felt like, you know, what you said, Jessica, that, oh, that's a little strange, having had daughters that have gotten married. But when you get into the it's her life, and obviously she's got a wonderful relationship, as far as I'm concerned, with her daughter to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was great. And I admire her for it.
So, do you admire Sandra or her daughter more?
I admire Sandra for being able to say to her daughter, this is really what I want to do. And I admire her daughter for saying, Mom, if that's what you want, God knows her mother is old enough to know what she wants at this point in her life. Yeah. So yeah. I think it was, for me, it was fine.
You know, I think there is the element there too, where a lot of the, like, a general theme throughout The Golden Bachelor has been that not only Gary, but the women that came on The Golden Bachelor are are making this decision to do something for themselves. Like they're taking mm-hmm. that step out there to do something new, exciting, to shake life up a bit. And I admire that, because I don't think probably a lot of these women especially have made that decision many times here in the past, where they've said, you know what, I want to do this. I'm going to do this. I know that things might get pushed aside, and I know some of my responsibilities and obligations in life might have to take a back seat, but I want to give this a shot because I think it's worth it. And I do think that's something admirable. And I think it's healthy in a lot of ways, because I'm hoping every single woman who comes on this show leaves going, I'm glad I did it. Like, if anything, I'd end up with Gary, but I'm just glad I did it because it made me feel something new again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. We kind of flash through then this group date and the cocktail party. We see a really great moment with Ellen, and Ellen kind of has a high or at least a very noticeable role in this episode. Ellen starts telling Gary, obviously later on in the episode, that she is starting to fall in love with him. She kind of has that twinkle in her eye. I believe it when she says it. Sometimes on this show, when you watch maybe The Bachelorette or Bachelor, somebody says this and you're like, I don't know if you really mean that. I think when these women say it, I think they mean it because they know what that feels like. It's a beautiful moment between the two of them, but this is where I want to pause for all of us here and talk about Gary for a second. I'd love to get, you know, Jess had already mentioned that she loves Gary. She really thinks he's a good dude. She's hoping somebody's protecting him and looking out for him on this show. Nana, what is your thoughts about Gary, you know, as you watch The Golden Bachelor?
Well, initially, the first episode, I was kind of turned off because I didn't like the whole emotional start with crying and, you know, I felt like that, you know, that was kind of, you know, that made women feel sorry for him.
Mm, interesting.
And that's really not, I would rather have seen something like, you know, I had a wonderful marriage. I love my wife, and that's why I'm here. But that's me personally. That was the first episode. After that, and as I got to try and understand him a little bit more, he comes across as much more genuine. And he has life experiences in back of him, which make all the difference in the world, as far as I'm concerned. So at this point, I like him, and I think he's genuine. I felt really moved by that episode last night with Ellen. I thought that was beautiful. I thought that they were both very sincere.
Yeah. Hmm. I do think you're hitting on something there, Nana, that's interesting. Because I have felt, and maybe I've never even thought about it until you just said it, you know, we did start out with a lot of emotion. And every time Gary talked about his late wife, there were tears. And he couldn't get the words out. And he couldn't talk about it with any of the women. And we did see a lot of emotion initially from him. But I do feel like there was a pivot at some point during these last four episodes where he's able to speak about his late wife with love and respect and admiration, but speak about it now with the confidence of what could be in the future as well. And so at some point, I do think there was a turning point for him that maybe we don't even know when it happened. I would like to kind of point back maybe to when he first kind of started talking to Teresa in the diner, and she shared her story as well, that something happened inside of him that made him feel like, I can now continue on, still be emotional, but not be unable to speak about this in a way that's positive and uplifting. And so we've seen that more recently. We haven't seen the tears from Gary outside of when he has to say goodbye to somebody. We haven't necessarily seen the tears when Gary shares his story. I think that's really great, is when you get to a place of that you can share your story with confidence. And I think we're seeing that out of Gary now.
Mm-hmm. It feels a lot more genuine when he's saying goodbye to somebody to show the tears. I think that's great. You know, it means he's made an attachment and he feels the loss. So that's fine. I think it's much more appropriate.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
So you're saying as the season's progressed, you have become more of a fan of Gary, and that you are in, would you say you're in a place where as you watch this show, you are hoping that he finds what he's looking for in the end, that you're rooting for Gary?
Yes, and I think he will know when he finds it. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I think he'll know too. There's a depth in, like you said, a life experience that does make me feel like Gary will know when he finds his one. Well, we really can't break down the Golden Bachelor at its current state without talking about the little drama. I'm going to call it little because it is very minor compared to what we usually see when we watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette. The little drama that's happening between Kathy and Teresa. You know, Jess and I watched the episode last night. We kind of spoke about where this was possibly coming from. Nana, you know, as we mentioned, you have friends in this age group. You understand this age group. So as you watch This argument being played out where Kathy is upset that Teresa continues to speak about her connection with Gary, and Teresa is now confused that Kathy's upset because Teresa felt like all of them were doing it. Is this common in this age group? Are you watching this feeling like this is odd to you? How do you feel about this whole situation?
I don't think it's common. I think the older you get, the more you realize what's really important. And she obviously did not feel comfortable with herself. See, that's how, you know, I would interpret it. She's just not comfortable with herself. So she takes it out on somebody else. But
and you're saying Kathy's not comfortable. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that Teresa was very genuine. Mm. Mm. I think, you know, she really didn't mean it viciously. Yeah. You know, I think she acted the way any of us would act. So it's too bad. It's too bad that Kathy didn't feel more comfortable with herself to be able to deal with whatever was going on, but she didn't. So, but I don't think it's common. I don't think it's common.
This isn't like this behavior, I guess, is not something that when you're around your friends, this kind of, I'll call it like cattiness, this kind of being jealous and upset, you don't feel like that happens as much. And as you said, as you get older, you begin to know what's important more.
Right.
And maybe with a little confidence, she wouldn't have reacted the way she did. And that's what Jessica and I talked about last night was, you know, Teresa obviously has this great connection with Gary. Their relationship is going in a terrific direction. It feels like there's a lot of potential for the two of them together. And Kathy maybe doesn't feel that. And so as a result, she's lashing out, trying to come up with excuses. It's interesting, Jess, I want to hear your opinion on this. In a lot of ways, when we watch The Bachelor, the same stuff happens. And yes, maybe it's a little more overblown. And yes, there's maybe it's a little harsher at times. There's maybe some screaming and yelling, like that kind of stuff can go on. But at the foundation of it, it's the same thing, right? Somebody's feeling a lack of confidence. They're feeling maybe like they might be going home. They kind of put a target on the back of the person that is obviously has a connection with the lead. And it just never ends well either way. Where do you think this comes from? As we kind of now talk about like your friend group or people that you know that have these same kind of conversations, why do you think this exists?
I mean, Nana's spot on. I think it just comes from a little bit of insecurity. Like even last night when we were watching, Kathy kept saying that a lot of other women had stronger connections than she did. So she's recognizing that and she's probably feeling super insecure. And when I feel like when guys feel insecure, a lot of times they do like, I mean, it's stereotypical, but they'll do something physical to like prove that they are better than whomever. They'll like ask to compete in something that they know they'll win in. And for women, we kind of tear down more with words where we're like, well, you should just zip it, which honestly, the fact that that got such like a visceral reaction from Gary when Teresa said that she told her to zip it, like, oh, I mean, my heart sore because zip it is like the kindest way to tell someone to be quiet. And Gary got so upset by it. And I'm like, wow, I feel like watching these people that have more life experience go through something like this, we realize that as you get older, you are recognizing that treating everyone with the utmost respect is one of the most important things in life. And I think that that's why this, like, as you said, like this little piece of drama exploded because we're seeing these people not respect others. And that's a really, really big deal to this specific group. And I think that's really cool to see, especially as someone who's younger and who hears a lot of drama that's very insignificant, but gets a stronger reaction. I feel like I'm learning a lot watching these people go through a very strange experience and the way that they're dealing with other people. Like the women in this house seem to really love each other and they want what's best for one another. And I know Nana and I have talked a lot about this, or we've talked about it before, where Nana said, these women know what they want. And so this competition thing with one another, I feel like we're not seeing as much.
Mm. Explain that a little further. What do you mean by that? They know what they want, and so we don't see the competition.
Nana is the one that brought it up. So Nana, when you say that these women know what they want, is that just because they've loved before? A lot of them have had spouses. And so do you think that they're not as competitive with one another?
I think that a big part of it is because they have loved before. They have experienced all kinds of emotions, and each one their own, separate, different. So yeah, I think that they could be very affectionate towards Jerry and think that he's a great friend and all, but they know in their heart whether or not this is the one. I don't think, you know, I think that they just know. And so it doesn't bother them as much. They're happy for the other people because in their heart, they may be, this may not be. Yeah. I think they take care of one another. And I think that's what happens as you get older.
And mm-hmm. I think we kind of see that, Nana. It's interesting, and the parallels here. We see that same that what you're talking about when they sit down during Leslie's date, which we'll get into. But the other women at the house are playing Never Have I Ever, which is usually a very fun game. But if I ever played that, I would have never agreed to play that when I was on the show. And the reason is because you couldn't be honest because there'd be a ton of judgment. So say I was the one that was sitting there, and it's like, have you ever kissed somebody else's husband or whatever that question was? That feels like, whoa, that's obviously a big story. Something that's like fairly very controversial, probably not a good season of your life, but she was honest. She said she had. Okay. And if we were doing this on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, you would have seen interviews with all these women being like, I don't like that woman. Like, she's a terrible human. She's this and this and this. And it would have been a lot of judgment and a lot of criticism. But in this situation, there was a lack of judgment. There was almost a laughter at like, hey, we've all had some life. Like, we've all done things we're not proud of. Like, I can't judge you for your mistakes because I don't want you judging me for mine. And I do think we almost see like a support during that game for each other. Because in my mind, when they started playing Never Have I Ever, I was like, this is going to end terribly. Like, somebody is going to get really mad. Somebody's going to get really upset. Somebody's going to feel really a lot of shame and guilt from this game. But they didn't. It ended fairly well, other than Sandra having a bad stomach ache because she ate some ice cream.
I thought that was a great part of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to see the honesty.
Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It's fun. And it was. Yeah, it's... You know, it's humanizing. You know, I think oftentimes the younger generation looks at the people who are older than them, and they don't think, though, you know, the older generation has dealt with the same kind of stuff that we're dealing with today. And I think those moments humanize the older generation for all of us to watch and be like, you know what? They were young once too. They made stupid decisions once too. They're human. They're not perfect. And I do think that's a really cool part about watching this experience. Well, we got to jump into Leslie's date. Leslie has the one-on-one this week. Leslie's wearing the short shorts, and she's pulling them off. Jess and I talked about last night. Jess says she's got great legs. So, hey, good for her. She should be wearing what she's wearing. They go on a ATV ride through the Los Angeles desert. Looks like a ton of fun. Looks like a great experience. They can't really talk to each other, so they're just cruising around for a bit. But, you know, Leslie has been a big character on this show since the beginning. She introduced herself as the sexy dancer. We saw her dance moves during the talent show. I think Gary is very interested in Leslie. But I would love to also hear your thoughts on Leslie after this date and kind of leading up to this date. What are your thoughts on Leslie and kind of where does she sit maybe for you in terms of her connection with Gary? So, Nana, we'll start with you this time.
I really like Leslie. And I like her willingness to be who she really is. She liked riding the ATV. She had her shorts on. She danced. She she gave herself permission to be herself. Mm-hmm. So I liked her, and I think he liked her too, because yeah, she was herself. She was genuine.
Nana, do you think that for Gary, Leslie is more of like a physical attraction, or do you think that they can connect emotionally?
I think that if any of this is going to work, it's going to be connecting emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if there's a chance, I think they can.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever get on an ATV, Nana?
No. No. I may have, you know, at some point, but not, I mean, I give her credit.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I would get one.
Sure as hell wouldn't be me. Yeah.
It is impressive to me. We've talked about it every week so far, but you know, most people on the show right now are in their late 60s, early 70s. It's kind of the age range that we have. It's impressive the amount of physical activity and also energy that everybody has to be up early in the morning, going to bed very late at night, and also throughout the whole day doing an activity of some kind, socializing maybe with their friends. Like it feels like it would be exhausting for me now, and I can't imagine now, you know, 40 years from this day, having that energy to keep going every day, on and on. I'm impressed. So, Nana, are you impressed with the physical aptitude that everybody on the show seems to have?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I see that in my life every day. I, you know, the people that I hang with, if you will, that's how they are. Mm. They're physical, they're active, they're, you know, that's the way they live. So, and I admire that. So I think these women are great. Mm. And you know, by doing this, I think it gives them permission to let themselves out. I think that really gives them permission. And when you start letting yourself out, who knows what can happen.
So to dig into that a little bit, I'm curious. So do you feel like, because I think that's such a beautiful thing, is to give yourself permission to let yourselves out, to live a little. So
yeah.
In your 70s, do you think men and women, maybe if, you know, take this show out of consideration, do you think they feel a pressure to not just let themselves free at times? Do you think they have some restrictions maybe in their everyday life that forces them to not just be able to let loose and have fun like they're able to on this show?
Yes, I think they do. Hmm. And I guess I can honestly say that I probably know some women who, you know, just don't have the ability to be who they really are for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. That's a beautiful part of the show then. I mean, it's a side, kind of a side part of the show that we're able to witness a bunch of people having a lot of fun and being free during this whole experience, maybe for the first time in a while. I can't imagine what that feels like.
I think it's great. It's great. You're giving them permission. Mm.
Well,
it's my opinion.
No, and I think you're right. And I think we see it. And I think we're seeing it with Leslie. You know, Leslie had mentioned to Gary that she'd been single for 22 years. I do think there is something to this relationship. I don't know the depth that it will go, but I do think there is a connection there. And I do think Gary is very attracted to her. But I also think there, it feels like for whatever season of life Gary is going to be entering into, he is looking for somebody who can have fun with him, who can joke with him, who he's attracted to. And so far, Leslie matches all of those. I still feel like even after this date, personally, it didn't have the depth that we've seen on other one-on-one dates that he's had this season.
Yeah.
I don't think I can leave it being like their depth that they got to so easily feels like one that could propel them into a future together. But I still think there's something there. Do you guys agree?
I do.
Yeah. I think the one thing that's always been confusing me about the show is the amount of time you get with the person. I know that I've talked to you a lot about that too, Ben. So I feel like a lot of it, like, I feel like it, you just have to have more time to make those deep connections. So if Leslie's there longer, then they definitely could. Also, I'm at work. I have a client here. I just wanted to get you guys going, but Nana and Ben, I know that you guys are going to have a great rest of your conversation. I just have to sign off.
Okay.
And I love you guys.
Bye, Jen.
Bye. Love y'all.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Well, Nana, we do have a few people who are on the injured reserve coming into the end of the episode, the cocktail party. Nancy has a bum leg. She got a stress fracture playing pickleball. We didn't see it. Maybe I missed it, but like it kind of came out of nowhere for me. And then Nancy's going to go home because of it. That's too bad. But I'm not shocked. I don't know if Nancy wanted to be there necessarily much longer. It felt like she was kind of like having fun and into the experience. But it never felt like Nancy really like dove into a connection with Gary.
Well, she said it. I mean, what she said is that she doesn't feel like she's part of the people he's interested in. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't get the impression she was going home because of her leg. I got the impression that she just didn't feel comfortable there. She didn't feel comfortable with the whole situation.
Yeah.
And she didn't feel that that he really made a connection with her. And he agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did agree. I think she was probably going home that evening. And so, you know, from my experience in the show, it's always nice to have, when somebody doesn't feel it, it's nice to have that kind of closing conversation. Because if not, you're just kind of not giving them a rose and they're going home, they're getting in a car and they're gone. Yeah. So it is nice to kind of have that closure of, hey, this is great. I think you're great. But we're not clicking like we know we should be. And I'm just going to go home. And so I'm not surprised by Nancy's departure. In fact, I do think it made it a little easier on Gary at the end of the evening so that he didn't have to let go of three women. Instead, he only had to do two at the rose ceremony. Sandra sick, as she mentioned, kind of in as she ate the ice cream, she said, hey, I shouldn't have this ice cream because I'm not going to feel good. And sure enough, we see her laying in bed, just kind of sulking in her, you know, lactose intolerant miseries, which is never fun for anybody and probably not something you want to have as you're also trying to date on a national television show.
That's true.
You know? Well, the rose ceremony, the cocktail party kind of continues. The only part about the cocktail party that I really believe is worth speaking of is the conversation with Ellen. We talked about Ellen earlier on. She was very open about her feelings. I believe them. I can see it in her eyes. There is a sparkle. There is an excitement. And she kind of continues that conversation that she had earlier with Gary into then this evening. And Gary responds with pretty much telling her, without telling her, hey, I'm feeling the same way you are. And he makes this comment, Nana. He says he thought the world ended when he lost his late wife, Toni. But he has that feeling again. It's what we got in the sneak peek at the beginning. As you see this scene, it's really the first time that we've seen this type of depth and emotion and I guess just somebody, you know, explaining how much they're feeling for each other on the show so far. How does it make you feel?
I felt great. I felt like it was so sincere and so genuine. And I could see where it could just bring up all those feelings. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was beautiful. I really did. I felt again like they're really into each other.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I got a lot of texts last night from people who were watching the episode. And I think this moment is a moment that so many viewers have been waiting for, where they feel like, hey, this could work. This is really good. Because I think viewers have been convinced since early on in this season that there's a genuineness, that there is a desire to find somebody, but also as you were, you know, explaining, there's also viewers are enjoying seeing people kind of thrive in this environment and seeing how people in their 60s and 70s get along when they live inside of a mansion. But I think a lot of viewers were waiting for this kind of break point where now we're seeing, you know, real feelings start to get said. I will say this with a caveat, though, Nana. I think opening up this door for Gary as he starts to feel these things and starts to express these things is only going to make this experience a lot harder for him. I don't think he's ready, personally, for the amount of feelings and emotions he's about to get as the season continues.
And that may be. That's important. Is he ready? I mean, and I don't know. It hasn't been that long, right, as I remember, that he lost his wife?
I think it's 7 years. So it's 7 years. But I think that's 7 years of pretty much not dating. And so, you know, that's 7 years of not having these feelings. And now he might be feeling, as we see on most seasons, he might have these same feelings for multiple people. And he's going to end up having to say goodbye to people that he deeply cares about. That and he's not used to feeling this way. It's been 47 years, you know, since he met his wife. And so 47 years of not kind of having these love feelings. And I think it's going to make it really hard on him as we continue on.
I think that's a great point. I didn't think of it that way, but yeah. How do you interpret everything that's going on inside of you? Is this really what I feel, or is it, do I miss my wife? Or, you know, I think I agree with you, Ben. I think it's going to be harder and harder.
Yeah. Which, as a viewer, I'm excited for, but if I'm Gary, and I'm thinking about Gary, I'm sad for, because I think it's going to be a really hard road to the happiness that he's hoping for at the end. And we hope that he finds that happiness. As a viewer, I am excited to see what emotions and what feelings come out now from this point forward, because I think they're going to be very real for everybody. And I think they're going to be very believable for us as the audience. And I think we're going to be kind of on the edge of our seat wondering, how in the world is he going to say goodbye to one of these people? Because I know he cares about them all so much.
Yes. And it's a real growth process for him. It's a real moving forward time for him. And it's going to be painful. You know, there's things he has to let go of and hang on to. So I think it will be difficult, but I think it's good.
Yeah. It's healthy, right? You would say it's healthy?
It's very healthy. It's helping him to get some closure in his life and to resolve some of the grief and getting permission. I think that's the biggest thing. He's got permission to move forward.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, permission to move forward. We're going to see it with our own eyes as we continue to watch this season. But as this episode ended, Ellen, Faith, Susan, and Teresa are left, along with Sandra and Leslie, who got the roses during the episode. Kathy and April are going home. I'm not shocked or surprised. Nana, were you shocked or surprised by the two eliminations this week?
No. No, it's kind of the way I figured it would go.
Yeah, I think so. I think
I was happy about Sandra.
Yeah.
I think she's a real genuine person, you know, and I think he sees her as that, as a real genuine person. Not necessarily somebody he's going to fall in love with, but just a real genuine person.
Yeah, I want to see more from her. I think you're right. Like, she comes off very genuine. Jess and I love watching her on television. I think she has this calm demeanor about her, and she's very, you know, a very prevalent person on the show. But we haven't gotten enough. I want to know a little more. I want to see the two of them together now.
I mean, he used the word empathy when he talked about her.
Yeah,
and you could see that she's a very empathetic person. You know,
I am a little, you know, and you brought up a good point about her. I think when he gave her the rose, you know, he mentioned that she gave a big sacrifice to stay and be on that show. I would have, you know, I think that's great. And I think he really means that. But yet we haven't necessarily seen him say, and I just want her around because I can't get enough of her. You know, like, I just need her around. Like, I think he gave her the rose because he's like, you're awesome. I'm into you. But you also give up a big sacrifice. So in a sense, I kind of feel like I want to give you this gift for doing this. But it wasn't necessarily saying, I want to give you this rose because I just can't think of you not being here any longer.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's getting attached to people at different levels than falling in love with them. I think he's getting attached to people emotionally at this point. Not that it's necessarily he's in love with them, and maybe he's working towards that, but he's emotionally attached to the women, and he really likes them all.
Mm-hmm. And as we mentioned, that's not going to get any easier. Every week that goes by, his emotions are going to continue to heighten. His connections are going to continue to grow. And the women's connections are going to continue to grow.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a very interesting dynamic as this season continues. Well, in the sneak peeks, we see what we've been seeing for multiple weeks. Gary is having a very difficult time processing a lot of these feelings, but we also see a lot of good connections and him being very happy. Mm-hmm. And so we don't get a lot from the sneak peeks, but we will be tuning in every week and breaking it down here on the Almost Famous podcast. Today, we want to give a very special thank you to Nana, Jessica's grandma, for coming on, walking us through this. She absolutely crushed it. It's a big deal when you come on, and over 50,000 people are going to listen to your voice now over the next week. And you did it so well.
People, it's my kids.
Oh, it's so good. They're going to be your biggest fans. Nana, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And you did great.
Oh, thank you, Ben.
You're the best. With that, this has been another episode of the Almost Famous podcast. Until next week, when we'll be breaking down Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor headlines, more Golden Bachelor. I've been Ben. We'll talk to you soon.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net. And enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.